Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Body, could you just feel the energy oozing out of her? She is a legend, is she not?
Yes. She's terrific. I think we should have probably asked a bit more about a family background and things like that. Like whether is she just going by herself? Has she got a spouse?
Many questions.
Next time. Yeah. But off air, when we spoke to her, for the benefit of our listeners, we did say we'll catch up with her during the WNBA season. So we'll give her a ring over in the States and see how everything's traveling, so we can, fill in the blanks there.
That was on air. Like, I don't know what you think.
Was that on air? I don't think that was on there. You said she's coaching. She's going to the NBA. You need to just pull your head in.
Well, she's going to the NBA. Okay, there's a W in front of it, but still the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's talk. We spoke about the Opals last week. Super proud of them. Let's talk about the WNBL now. We obviously have just finished round 14. Obviously, the moment of the round was the fact that the Flames, with a big crowd, said goodbye to the GOAT after they got the win to Southside Flyers. So that was an excellent game.
Yeah, that was the biggest crowd of the year. That's your moment. My moment is Ari McDonald returning for Perth, their superstar import, getting 24 points in a comeback game. And by doing that and then winning that, they have an outside chance of making the finals.
Well, talk to me about, obviously, let me just go through the winners. Obviously, we had Bendigo beating the Capitals, Adelaide beat Boomers, which was a shock. I know you've already...
No, it wasn't. I predicted that. And I'm still going for Melbourne. Because Melbourne would have Tara Reid out and Penina Davison. You didn't care. You didn't listen to facts.
You did go for the Flames, though, didn't you? You did go to the Flames.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely thought they had Southside's number, no question.
Yep. No,
I was surprised at that result.
Bendigo beating Townsville by 33.
That's another moment for the round for me. Yeah, that's massive. That is massive.
Massive. And then obviously Perth rounding it off. So we've got the Fire 1, Flyers 2, Spirit 3, Flames 4, Boomers 5. Now, I guess...
And Link 6 and...
Yeah,
10,
Perth is still... Exactly. Yeah. So there's six teams that can make it. What did you see? What did you like?
Well, we could end up with a four-way tie, with Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and Bendigo all on 11 and 10 at the end of the season. That's very conceivable. In which case, mini table, that would put Melbourne and Perth in, and Sydney and Bendigo would be out. So, by the same token, if other results go differently, then those two, Perth and Melbourne, miss out. So it's a very, very interesting situation. What I was very impressed with, my player of the round was Kelsey Griffin. She had 24 and 11 in the win over Canberra, and then she had 21 and 14 in the win over, in the big win over Townsville.
I had her down as mine too. I can't. That I agree with you. Normally we don't agree with each other because I don't like you, but it was something I agree with, and we move on. Now I want to ask you next week.
I just want to say to the listeners, he does like me. When we go off air, he apologises for all the things he said to me that were nasty on the broadcast.
Anyway, I know, let's go. Everyone. No, I know everyone right now is smiling, going, "There's no way he would do that. There's just no way." All right, let me ask you, winners, come on, because you'll never get anything wrong. Winner.
No, I did. Uh-huh. I misdialed one time when I was phoning somebody.
Yeah, please. Townsville home versus Southside.
Oh, so big, because that's for top place.
Yeah, Townsville home after a massive loss. They're going to fire up after that one.
They have to. Oh, they're going to fire up? That's pretty good. I like that.
You like that? Townsville fire?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Townsville to do that. Caps versus home versus Caps at home versus Boomers. I just can't see the Boomers not winning that. They just got to it's a must-win game in a sense.
It is a must-win game, but they're one-on-one with Canberra, and the only one when they beat Canberra, they beat them, I think, in overtime maybe.
Yeah.
So there's not much between them. I'm picking Canberra an upset.
Well, Caps only got four games throughout the year, but you're right. They're one team that can do an upset, no question. Southside at home versus Adelaide after 3 days prior coming from Townsville. Who you got?
They're 1-1. Again, Adelaide has beaten them previously. So Adelaide winning that is not out of the question by any – because also when they beat them, they didn't have Steph Talbot, who's playing really well.
She's playing very – she's back to her Olympic side. You know, there's no question.
Yep, she's walking into that Paris team the way she's gone. So that's I've got to go with Southside as the home team and with so much at stake, because they can, if they've beaten Townsville, they can grab first place. They can't drop this. So, I'm going with Southside.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bendigo at home versus Perth. I just think Perth, they just got to get that, and I think they will.
Well, Bendigo just flogged Townsville by 33.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You're looking at that is an absolute elimination final.
Yeah.
Perth wins that, they're alive. Bendigo wins that.
That's why I just think like Perth are on their last legs. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Anyway, look, Harry McDonald back is huge. Yeah, it's that's an epic game, that one.
And then Townsville at home versus Sydney. Oh, I gotta be honest, I just worry about Sydney. I think they're a walking wounded, although in theory they're not, but they are, you know what I mean? They just don't look smooth.
Some of that you've got to put down to Kayla George and Tess Madgen just being back from Brazil. Not too many players. If you look at Sammy Whitcomb and Steph Reid, how they played.
It's hard, man.
Not too many that came back did very well in the next game.
Well, we said that.
That makes me wonder about BA, you know, and how much they really care about the WNBL comp when they put the players through that. Anyway, nonetheless, you're going for Perth. I'm leaning to Bendigo.
But, no. Yeah. We said that. You said Bendigo, Perth. You're talking Townsville Flames now.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking Townsville, and that will put Sydney into that dangerous area where they'll be matched up with maybe another team or two, or maybe even three.
All right, you okay? All right, well, that's the WNBL wrap, and thank you, Bobby.
Let's jump quickly. Let's go player of the round for NBL. Who you got? Because I got PJC.
I can't. I was just going to say, it's the same guy. I did not have him in my all-star NBL 1 team, which I know we're going to talk about in a second. I didn't have him there. I got four right, and I know you had the same.
So did I. We got the same four,
And it's hard to argue with what he's done in the last few weeks. That's the thing. But I do feel for. I mean, Isaac didn't even make the second team, which I thought, wow. I would have.
Here's the thing, though, Brad. Like Parker Jackson Cartwright has only been this stellar, this good since Anthony Lamb went out injured, and he had to step it up.
No, I agree, and that's where you've got to pay credit to him, and he's been.
Yeah, no question. He's done great, but to have him in the All Star Five or even in the MVP Three, I thought, well, that's recency bias. That's not taking in the entire season. Let's look at the last few weeks.
I thought Gary Clark should have been, no question, instead of him. Bryce won it, no question. I'm fine with Bryce winning it.
Me too. Yeah.
But I agree with you. I thought that was an interesting.
Long as you've said that, is Bryce now our greatest import?
No, I still got Leroy.
Oh, yeah, me too. Even though Leroy only won the MVP three times, Bryce won four.
Andrew Gaze there. Right.
Yeah, and Leroy was taken for granted, as you tend to be.
Yeah.
As you tend to take Dean Vickerman for granted. So
I had him as my coach the whole way.
I know, but I had Justin Taylor, and I still think I can make a pretty good case for Justin Taylor.
That's understandable. I can get it. I thought Sam Frolling was a good one. Ian Clark, best six man, no question in my mind. I thought that was
Will Magne.
Well, I just think he does, but I just didn't think it was constant enough. When he's on, he's on, right? He missed a lot of games early.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're all such fabulous players. We're not wrong with any of them.
That's right. No, we're not.
You know, We are blessed with what we have. Shaley, you could have asked Magne's the best defensive player, but Shaley, no, I've got no problems.
No,
have
that
his interview. All right, thanks, mate. See you later.
Yeah. It's like the interview he nearly did for us. Thanks, mate. See you later.
He does not like a microphone. But I do want to shout out, look, there's a lot of people with Corey Homicide Williams do and don't like him and stuff, but for him to jump up there last night and say what he said, I thought that was strong, man. That was a strong. He is a lovely guy. I did get to know him. What you see is not what he's like. He's a lovely.
I know he's a good man.
And the best way I can explain is, I remember, because I've been doing that commentary now like for a long time, and he came in after me. So this is like 6-7 years ago. And my dad used to travel down with me to Wollongong, and he's just like, it was really good. And I remember we're in our little room that we have in Wollongong, and I walked in, and he's sitting down there with a mate. And as my dad walked in, and my dad's now 85 or 86 years of age, and he stood up and said, Mr. Rosen, it's just absolutely lovely to meet you. And that just stays in my mind.
Like, sure.
He could have just said, g'day. You know what I mean? But he stood up and looked him in the eye and shook his hand, and I just thought, that's respect, you know what I mean?
That's a gentleman.
Yeah, I really liked it. But anyway, shout out to Bryce Cotton. I do think that's think that's the right thing. Look, I guess if he wins another couple, can he be up there with the Leroy? You and I will always be biased about that. We saw Leroy, who was just
in his prime.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It's not fair to put players against other players.
People are going to do
appreciate it. You just appreciate how good these guys are. Let me just ask you, though, because we'll talk about it at the end of the round. The games are not till next week, so we do want to say Melbourne at one. Perth at 2, Tassie 3, Illawarra 4, Sydney Kings. Don't ask me how they got 5, but they did in New Zealand 6.
You know what? The door is really open for the Kings right now.
Oh, 100%.
They're going to play New Zealand, who are likely to be down Will McDowell-White now after his shoulder dislocation against Adelaide. They're already down Anthony Lamb. Finn Delaney couldn't play the last game because of back issues.
So it's in their court, isn't it?
Absolutely. So that puts them through into... The loser?
Well, they will play the winner. Illawarra. So the loser of that is out. They will play the loser of Tasmania Illawarra.
So that will possibly be...
At that venue, whether it's Illawarra or Tasmania.
They'll be at their venue, the away venue.
Away venue for the Kings.
So you could have the little brother, big brother thing happening 100%. In Wollongong. How good would that be? But I mean, again, the door is ajar. They could slip through that and they could end up playing in a semi-final where, you know, a few weeks ago it looked like they weren't going to make the six. So,
well, they can only play Melbourne in the semis the way that draw is. They can't. So the winner of Tasmania Illawarra will play Perth. So the winner of that. And then the loser has to play the winner of the Kings New Zealand.
That's interesting because who are the last two teams Perth lost to? That would be Tasmania and Illawarra.
No.
Let's move on. What was your moment of the round? Let's just not quickly forget the round. Did you have a good moment from the last round of the regular season?
Oh, there's so many, buddy. I really have to. I will. I had all these ones that I'm thinking, what do I want?
I'll give you a couple.
Go on.
I like, you were at Wollongong. You saw them beat. What about Hung Yong Lee banking the three? I watched him shoot that ball. He deliberately banked that and he turned back to the bench. There was something going on. It was a fabulous moment.
Yeah.
And also Brad Newley on his 39th birthday starting for Melbourne United. Yes, they ran a play for him. He scores.
That's what I had. I knew I had something I was trying to read. That's the one I had where it's not only did he start, they ran the play for him. And was absolutely beautiful.
My respect for Dean Vickerman went up with that because that's still a romantic at heart, thinking, okay, we can afford to take a chance here. That was a good thing to do.
What's your Nod's Nasty?
Well, Nod's Nasty, this has come to me courtesy of some people that read my stuff and have suggested I should do this, and I agree with it completely. I'm so sick to death of Harvey Norman replays happening during live action. So we're getting a replay of something, and it particularly happened in the Illawarra Perth game. We're getting a replay of something while we can hear the crowd roar, so you know something's happened. Then the crowd roars again, so you know something. We're still watching some freaking replay, and it comes back, and they're going to timeouts. Now, come on, that's just really bad direction. I know you've got to probably get a certain quantity of Harvey Norman replays into a game, but you can't do it when it's live.
I know what you're saying, and it is hard because don't forget, if we don't have sponsors, we don't have a game. It's got to be that happy medium, and you're right.
Jesus, we don't have a game now. I watched Sydney South East Melbourne for an entire quarter. It was a chat with Scottie Pippen, for Christ's sake.
Well, okay, that's my Rose and Rattler now.
Yeah, but Scottie
Pippen. Should have had Scottie Pippen on for the whole four quarters. I got to say, the Phoenix, that's pretty dismal for the last few rounds. Like, okay, you're down on numbers, but man, that was like, they beat the Kings a few weeks ago and they're like, we're done. See you later. That wasn't an NBL one side, mate. That was pretty poor. And that's a real blight for our game. Now, I don't know what you can do about that because you can't bring players in because of injuries and seven games, but man, club needs a complete overhaul. There's something that's not right there. I thought that was really poor and that was a bit embarrassing. 120-something to 60-something. Like, buddy, come on.
55-point win. I mean, 55 points, Brad. You haven't got that since the 80s.
You can deal with that if it's one game, you know, the season, and like, oh, my God, we were just woeful and we couldn't kick a ball in an ocean or, hit water if you fell out of a boat. I get all of that stuff, but
Even the strategy, like don't come down and jack up the ball because you're giving it straight back to them. Run 20 seconds off the shot clock. Limit their possessions of the ball. And they just came and just didn't care. It was awful to watch. In fact, I bailed on it. I turned over and watched something else. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, okay.
Buddy, thank you to our listeners. Thank you again. We're sorry this was a little bit longer than normal, but we had to because it was just so good with Fleur. She was awesome. Yes. Love her so much. To everyone, thank you so much. And, of course, it is Last round of the WNBL coming up. Playoffs starting in the NBL. We'll get a wrap next week. Boddy, your final word.
Good night.
See you next time.
So, Brad, you know, when we had Fleur on, you said, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, mate, sipping margaritas in some island, brother. No problems. What about you?
I'll be in the crematorium.